Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to learn the halachas of current and delayed reports of death. This is Siman Reishvav 206 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to learn these. A lot of these halachas are actually not as applicable today simply because we live in a world of global communication, which is so media that it's very hard for news not to arrive. But unfortunately, it does still happen, and we're going to learn some halachas about when one hears the news and how one behaves. So let's start at the top. Current and delayed news of death. What does one do if one hears the report of news of death of a relative one mourns for? So it depends. If it is a current or delayed report. If it's a current report, that means to say that we're going to see what that means in a second. Then one does kriya, one tears, and one is in aninos, and then shiva and shloshim, regularly. That's regular avelos. What is considered a timely news? This is called a shemua kerova, a close report. So if one hears the death of a relative from whom one must mourn within 30 days of the actual burial, or even on the 30th day, that's considered a shemua kerova, timely news. In such a case, the person who would tear their garments, observe the seven laws, are the 7 days of shiva, the 30 days of shloshim as well. And the day he receives the news is treated like the day of burial, and therefore the shloshim is counted from the burial date, not the death itself. What is considered a delayed news, what's called a shmua rechoka, a report which is distant. So if the news was received 30 days after the actual burial, so this person is living in a different country, it took so long to get the news then, they were not communicated with, they're out of communication, and they hear only 30 days later. What must they do? So the mourner in this case observes mourning only for 1 hour. Whether the news comes by day or by night, they observe for 1 hour, and that's the end of it. And this applies even if it's for a parent. Wait a second. If it's for a parent, isn't there 12 months of avelos? Even by a delayed report, there still is the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 12 months of mourning, which do apply to such a person as an extension of Kibbutz Avaim. And these 12 months are counted on the day of death. So even if they heard 2 months later, they have another 10 months of avelos. What if one only heard the news after 12 months for a parent? A person is so far away, a person is so disconnected that they're not hearing about the death of their parents after 12 months. In that case, they observe only 1 hour of mourning, even for the customs that are usually practiced in the full 12 months, and that's it. And then there's no longer avelos. What are practices are required for delayed news for the shmua rechoka? So for delayed news, full mourning is not required. All one does is removes one's shoes. The mourner can still work, bathe, anoint, even have marital relations and study Torah. If he was not wearing shoes to begin with, he must do some sort of other act, like say for instance sitting on the ground for 1 hour, and that would be satisfy the obligation of a shmua rechoka of distant news being fulfilled. We move into our second concept, and that is the timing of the received news. What if one hears the timely news, a shmua kerova, on Shabbos itself? Then Shabbos is considered the first day of the mourning. At the conclusion of Shabbos, one tears one's garments and observes 6 more days of mourning. This is even if the death happened, let's say, a few days beforehand. Before then, that's the beginning of the Avelis, would be on that Shabbos. What if a timely news, so a Shmua Kerova, is received on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but at its end it would become a Shmua Rechoka, so it's the 30th day is Shabbos or Yom Tov. So in that case, they must observe all the laws of private avelos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That means primarily regarding learning Torah and marital relations. The conclusion of Shabbos and Yom Tov, he practices 1 hour of mourning as he would do for a shmua rechoka, for a distant or delayed news. What if the news was received? So a shmua krova, it's within 30 days, is received on Shabbos, which is followed immediately by Yom Tov. So since he observes the mourning privately on Shabbos, by refraining from marital relations and learning of Torah, then Yom Tov cancels the 7 days of mourning because it's already started on Shabbos, and then Yom Tov essentially eclipses them. So Shabbos is on an Erev Yom Tov, and they hear about this dead, their death. It's considered like the first day was Shabbos, and then Yom Tov eclipses it, and there's no Shiva. What if the delayed news, this is a Shmua Rechoka, is received on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So then no mourning is observed, not even privately, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and afterwards one keeps 1 hour of mourning, and that's sufficient, and that discharges the responsibility of the avelos in that case. What if one learns after Yom Tov that a relative had died before Yom Tov? So in general, even though, let's say, Shiva is interrupted by Yom Tov, it'll cancel all of the Shiva. In this case, even though the death happened before Yom Tov, the person only finds out after Yom Tov, In that case, they observe the full Shiva if it's within 30 days of knowing, and the Yom Tov does not cancel it, because from their personal experience, their Shmua, their knowledge, the news only came after Yom Tov. We move to our third concept, which is very counterintuitive to the culture that we live in today, and that is the notion of telling news. This halacha is as Paskin Shulchan Aruch, and the Kitzur recounts it, and that is, should one a relative be informed of the death of one of their relatives? The answer is no. One should not be telling bad news. And this is based on a pasuk in Mishlei, is a moitzei deba hu ksil. A person who spreads bad news is considered a fool. He may be invited to joyful gatherings. The husband who knows of his wife's relative's death may still have relations with her until she learns of it as well, which seems so counterintuitive to the culture of oversharing that we live within. But nonetheless, this is the way it's done. It's much more subtle than just being the first one to share bad news. How should one respond if somebody asks about a relative of theirs and you know that they passed away? May one lie to protect them? The answer is no. You midvar sheker tirchak. You must distance yourself from all falsehood. You may tell them, but you should not be the one to spread the news to them. Today, there's a whole industry of spreading bad news. Bad news is people seem to be very proud of having the information and being able to spread it, and sometimes for very good reasons. But in the end of the day, the halacha is such. So what about telling the children of the Neftar? So when it comes to telling the children, then there is a responsibility, because they can do something. They will be able to say Kaddish, and that makes a big difference. And this is similarly, if it means to say that they'll miss the funeral, one should obviously tell them in that situation as well. But generally speaking, just telling everybody just for the sake of being the one to spread the bad news is not appropriate in halacha. In fact, the one way this is done is there's a halacha that one pours out all the open liquids that are in the house of the person who passed away. And that is one of the ways of conveying the news without expressing it verbally. Which is why, so people will see that the liquids are being poured out of a particular house, they'll understand a death happened there without having to say anything. They understand the news to be conveyed. This is so difficult in our oversharing society, where everybody wants to know everything all the time. But nonetheless, there's a certain subtlety which Judaism operates with. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.